All right, let's dive into this. The Appalachian Trail. Seems like you've been dreaming about this hike for a while now.
It's a big one. Over 2,000 miles. 14 states.
No kidding. And we're going to help you prep for it using Hiking the Appalachian Trail Hiking Tips 2019 from Popular Mechanics as our guide.
Excellent article.
We'll unpack the essentials, maybe even unearth a few things you didn't know about the AT.
There's always something new to learn about the trail.
So most thru-hikers start in Georgia.
Right.
And head north. I always figured that was just because, well, the toughest parts are up in Maine.
It's partly that, but timing plays a huge role too. Imagine starting in spring, snow melting up north.
Yikes.
Yeah, not ideal. So Georgia makes sense for a spring start. Summer hikers, though, they often flip it, start in Maine when it's cooler,
Smart.
and fall. If you're
Aw.
starting in Maine, then you better be a fast hiker to beat the winter.
Makes sense. Speaking of speed, the average thru hike takes, what, 6 months?
About that, yeah.
Big commitment. Then you've got folks like Carl Meltzer ran the whole thing in under 45 days, averaging almost 50 miles a day.
Pretty incredible.
It is.
And he actually slowed down to eat and sleep.
Yeah.
It wasn't just endurance, it was strategy. Had a crew meeting him with supplies, minimizing what he had to carry.
Makes you think differently about packing. The article mentions ultralight hiking, folks trying to carry less than 25 pounds. Is that even realistic for 6 months?
With the gear they have now,
Yeah.
absolutely. It comes down to priorities. Some folks are all about going super light. Others, maybe like you, might want a few little comforts.
Oh, you know me too well. I think I'd need at least a decent camp chair for those sunset views.
Maybe a lightweight coffee setup for those sunrise hikes.
Exactly.
It's all about finding your balance. And here's a thought. You could hike the whole trail without a tent.
Wait, seriously? No tent, so you're sleeping under the stars every night.
Not exactly.
Oh.
There's this network of shelters along the AT, over 250 of them.
Wow.
Basically, three-sided wooden structures, a roof overhead. Not exactly luxurious, but hey.
Better than nothing, that's for sure.
Right.
That's amazing. I had no idea. Like little oases hidden out there. But wouldn't you have to plan your route really carefully?
Absolutely. Knowing where that next shelter is
Mm-hmm.
becomes crucial, especially if you're ditching the tent. Ideally, they're spaced about 8 miles apart.
Okay.
But the reality is, sometimes it's way more.
Yeah.
Could be as much as 30 miles between them. So, good map, solid itinerary, essential.
No tent equals less weight, but way more planning. The article also stressed testing your gear beforehand. I guess the AT isn't the place for a gear malfunction.
No kidding.
Right.
Think of it like a dress rehearsal. You're testing that tent, your sleeping bag, rain gear, making sure it all performs as it should.
And breaking those hiking boots. I can't imagine getting horrible blisters a few days in on a 6 month hike.
Breaking in your boots is crucial, yeah. Blisters can really derail your whole trip.
Okay, so gear's sorted. What about us? How do you even start to physically prepare for something as intense as the Appalachian Trail?
Great question. It is physically demanding, especially at the beginning. But the good news is your body adapts. Still, the more prep you do beforehand, the less suffering, the more you'll enjoy those views.
So what's pre-hike training look like? Lots of squats, lunges with heavy backpack, I'm guessing.
You got it. Hiking with a loaded pack is great, but running and cycling are key too. Cardio, strong leg muscles, that's what you're after.
I always picture the AT as this isolated wilderness, far from civilization. Is that even accurate?
Not really. You might be surprised by how many roads the trail crosses.
Really? So you could be out there in the middle of the woods and suddenly dot highway.
It happens. You might even see a car whiz by. Kind of takes you by surprise at first.
Yeah.
But I kind of see it as part of the AT's unique character.
It's a reminder you're not completely cut off.
Exactly.
Right.
And those roads, they can lead to good things like little towns, maybe grab a hot meal, restock supplies.
That's true. So maybe not so isolated after all. Speaking of unexpected, the highest point on the trail is Clingman's Dome at 6,625 feet. Doesn't seem too bad compared to like the massive peaks out west.
But here's the thing. Over the entire trail, the total elevation gain and loss is over 515,000 feet. That's like climbing Mount Everest over 17 times.
Wow. Okay, now that's a lot of climbing. Those uphill sections are no joke.
You got to train for that. Like prepping for a vertical roller coaster.
This is where I start getting nervous. Wildlife encounters.
Ah, yes. The creatures of the Appalachian Trail. You'll see everything from deer, squirrels, to snakes, raccoons.
But let's be real, bears.
Black bears, the kind you find in the East, are generally more interested in your snacks than you.
So no bear attack scenes straight out of a movie.
Not quite. The thing about bears is their sense of smell. they will find your food.
So how we store our food is crucial.
Absolutely. Using a bare canister, super strong container, and hang it high in a tree branch, that's the advice.
Got it. Better to admire them from afar.
Before we wrap up this part, gotta share a fun fact I found while researching.
Oh, I love a good fun fact. Hit me.
So June 21st, the summer solstice, is celebrated as Naked Hiking Day on the AT.
Wait, people hike the whole trail naked?
Not the whole thing, but some folks celebrate by hiking au naturel.
Wow. That's something to think about. Might need some mental prep for that level of nature immersion.
It's quite a sight. Mm-hmm. But whether you're hiking in the buff or fully clothed, lots of sunscreen.
Good advice. All right, that was a whirlwind tour of Appalachian Trail essentials. We covered it all. Planning, packing, bears, naked hiking. Who knew?
And we've only just scratched the surface.
There's so much more to explore. Welcome back to our Appalachian Trail deep dive. We've talked gear, logistics.
Right, all the practical stuff.
But there's a whole other side to this journey.
Oh, absolutely. The AT, it's more than just a physical challenge. It's
like a mental and emotional marathon, right?
You could say that. 6 months out there, stripped down to the essentials.
Facing whatever nature throws your way.
It changes you. Through hikers talk about it all the time. That internal transformation.
Self-discovery.
Exactly. Day after day, just you, the trail, and your thoughts.
It's like hitting the reset button on life, isn't it? No deadlines, no distractions.
Just that rhythm of your footsteps. The vastness of the wilderness.
You have to face yourself out there in a way you rarely do in everyday life.
All those fears, those limits, those doubts we usually push aside.
They're right there with you on the trail.
No escaping them.
You know, I think I'm a pretty resilient person. But the thought of being out there for months, facing those challenges day after day.
It's daunting.
It is.
But that's part of the beauty of it. It's not about being fearless. It's about acknowledging those fears and moving forward anyway.
And in doing so, you discover a strength you didn't know you had.
You build resilience one step at a time.
I like that. Resilience muscle.
And that feeling, that accomplishment of pushing past your limits, stays with you, changes your perspective. Changes what you believe you're capable of.
Like you've leveled up, not just as a hiker, but as a person.
Exactly. The challenges out there become metaphors for the challenges we face in life.
Yeah.
And knowing you can overcome them, that grit, that determination, it's empowering.
So how do you prepare for that mental and emotional side of things? Can you train your mind for a through hike the same way you train your body?
Tough question. It's something a lot of hikers think about. It starts with setting realistic expectations. You're not going to have a perfect day every day.
Right.
There will be setbacks, moments when you want to quit, and that's okay.
It's about acknowledging those feelings, but not letting them take over.
Having a strong why helps. Your reason for being out there, your guiding star when things get tough, could be a personal goal, a desire to connect with nature. Whatever it is, hold on to it.
And it's like that saying, it's not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the trail community. Remember, those encounters we talked about, sometimes with roads, towns.
Right.
Those often lead to connections with fellow hikers.
That sense of camaraderie, sharing the journey with people who get it.
It can be a lifeline when you're feeling drained. Talking to someone who understands, sharing those struggles, those triumphs, it makes a difference.
So we've got our physical training plan, our gear checklist, our mental fortitude toolkit, and our trail family for support. Anything else we need to pack?
Something not on any packing list, but maybe the most important thing. A sense of wonder.
You mean being open to the beauty of nature, the unexpected moments?
Exactly. That ability to be awestruck by a sunrise, to marvel at a spider web, to feel gratitude for the simple things. Without that, the AT becomes just a long walk.
It's the difference between enduring the journey and truly embracing it.
Right. So pack your backpack, but leave room for that sense of wonder. Let yourself be captivated.
It's like opening yourself up to the transformative power of nature.
And letting that power change you. Not just conquering the trail, but letting the trail conquer you, in a sense.
Letting go and allowing yourself to be changed by the experience.
It's about stepping outside that comfort zone and into a world of possibilities.
A world where you rediscover yourself. You connect with nature on a deeper level.
And you create memories that will last a lifetime.
And maybe even run into a few naked hikers along the way.
Oh, yes. Naked hiking day. Adds a little spice to the journey. But whatever your attire.
Sunscreen.
Lots of sunscreen. Yeah. All those days under the open sky.
Important reminder.
So slather it on. Embrace the unexpected. Get ready for an adventure that will challenge you, change you.
And stay with you long after you take off those hiking boots.
All right, before we move on to our final thoughts on thru-hiking the Appalachian Trail,
let's recap.
The mental and emotional side of this, it's just as crucial as the physical.
We talked about resilience, having a strong why, embracing that trail community.
Highlighting the trail's power to transform, challenging you, changing you, helping you discover that inner strength.
And we can't forget the sheer beauty, the landscapes, those unexpected encounters.
That simple joy of being in nature.
So, as we head into the final part of our deep dive, keep those insights in mind, because we focused on the practical, the personal.
Right.
But there's another layer to the Appalachian Trail we haven't touched on yet. Its legacy.
We'll dive into that rich history, its cultural significance, all the stories woven into its very fabric.
Stay tuned. The Appalachian Trail is more than just a path through the wilderness. It's a tapestry of human experience.
We're about to unravel those creds.
We're back for our final look at the Appalachian Trail. I'm feeling pretty inspired, gotta say.
Me too.
We've covered so much ground, from what to pack to the mental game.
Right.
But now I'm curious about the bigger picture. The AT's legacy, its place in our culture.
It's amazing, isn't it, how a simple footpath can become so much more than that.
It really is.
The AT isn't just about hiking. It's part of American history, part of our identity, even.
When I think AT, I picture those rugged, you know, individualists conquering the wilderness. But there's more to it than that, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Way more. The idea for a continuous trail along the Appalachians actually goes back to the 1920s.
Wow, really?
Benton McKay. Forester conservationist.
Yeah.
He saw it as a way to reconnect people with nature.
Interesting.
A way to escape all that increasing urbanization, you know.
So it was a reaction to that, not just about recreation.
Exactly. And people connected with that idea. Volunteers built the trail, often with hand tools. Sheer determination.
Wow.
It was a collective effort. Shows you the power of community, right?
And that community aspect, that's still huge on the trail today, isn't it? We talked about those bonds between thru-hikers.
Yeah, it's a defining part of the AT experience.
All those support networks.
Hikers from all walks of life, all united by this one journey.
Helping each other, celebrating the highs, getting through the lows.
It's powerful. Reminds us of that shared humanity.
Those experiences, those stories that come out of those journeys, they become part of the trail's legacy too, right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
There's a whole genre of Appalachian Trail literature now.
Mm.
Memoirs, guidebooks, novels, poetry even.
Mm.
They capture the essence of the trail, the hardships, the victories, the way nature changes you.
Each hiker adds their own thread to that tapestry, right?
That's it. Creating this rich narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps evolving.
That's what makes it more than just a trail.
Right.
It's a living thing. It's cultural. It reflects our values, our hopes, how we connect to nature.
I love that. A living thing.
As we wrap this up, what do you hope our listener takes away from all this? What might inspire them to explore the AT even more, maybe through those stories you mentioned?
I hope they realize that the AT is a journey open to everyone,
mm-hmm.
whether you actually hike it or experience it through someone else's words.
That's a good point.
It's a story of resilience, of community, of how nature can inspire and change us.
Beautiful. And for those itching to hit the trail, our guide, Hiking the Appalachian Trail, Hiking Tips 2019, is a great starting point.
Absolutely.
But don't stop there. Read those AT stories. Let them spark your imagination.
You never know.
Right.
Maybe one day you'll be adding your own chapter to the AT legend.
That's the dream. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Appalachian Trail.
It's been a pleasure.
Happy hiking, everyone.